The creation poem is an illustration of what man is able to conceptualize as being the creation of the universe and earth. These are the sounds that accompany the creation of the world by Ernest Paul Jones.
And God stepped out on space, and he looked around and said,
I'm lonely. I'll build me a world.
And far as the eye of God to see, darkness covered everything blacker than 100 midnights down in a cypress swamp. But then God smiled, and the light broke. The darkness was on one side, and the light stood shining on the other, and God said,
that's good.
And God took the light into his hands, and he rolled it into a ball, and made the sun. And he placed the sun high in the sky. He took the remaining light, rolled it into a ball, and flung it against the darkness, making the moon and the stars. And between the light and the dark, he hurled his world. Then, God himself walked onto his world. The sun was on his left hand, the moon was on his right, and the stars, they curled around his shoulders, and he walked, and where he walked, his footsteps hollowed out the valleys, and they bulged the mountains up, and he walked, and God saw that his earth was hot and barren, so he stepped over to the edge of the earth, and he spat out the seven seas. He blinked his eyes and the lightning flashed. He clapped his hands and the thunder roared. And the cool water above the earth came down. The cool waters came down, trickled into the hollows, into the rivers, and flowed to the sea. Grass sprouted, the flowers blossomed, the pine tree pointed its fingers to the sky, and the great oak spread its arms. God then raised his hands over the sea and over the land, and he said,
Bring forth!
And quickening God could lower his hands, beasts and birds and fish and fowl swam the rivers down to the sea and roamed the forests and the woods and split the air with their wings. God smiled and the rainbow appeared. God said, that's good. Then God walked amongst all the living things that he had made. And he looked on all the things that he had made. And he saw his sun, moon, the stars, and the birds and bees and all the living things. God said,
I'm lonely still.
And then God sat on a great hill by the river. With his head in his hands, he thought and thought till he thought,
I'll build me a man.
So God went to the bank of the river and scooped the clay. And by the bank, he kneeled. And he shaped in the clay. This great God, who had put the sun in the sky and the moon and the stars to the far corners of space, this great God, like a mammy over his baby, kneeled in the dust with the clay which he shaped into his own image. And then God kneeled down and blew into its nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Amen. Amen.
The Creation Poem by James Weldon Johnson. James Weldon Johnson, born June 17, 1871, June 26, 1938. He was an American author, a politician, diplomat, critic, journalist, poet, anthropologist, educator, lawyer, songwriter, and early civil rights activist. Johnson is remembered best for his leadership within the NAACP. The Creation Poem was a unique illustration of what can be done by the Creator.